With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Thursday, December 5th, 2019. Jimmy, Jack, Jackie.
Oh, Matt here.
How it is?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Great, thank you.
It's a great day.
It is. It is going to get even better because today, sunny, high of 61. That's nice.
That's lovely.
December 5th, and it's going to be sunny and 61 today.
Yeah, man. I remember being a kid, a lot of times at my birthday party, I'd be wearing shorts.
Yeah?
It was warm.
Yeah. When is your birthday?
Tuesday.
I'm just saying that for those listening in case they want to throw something in the parcel for you.
Get me something?
Yeah. You want you something, get you something. Anyway, sunny, high of 61 right now, clear and 38 in Greer. Clear and Greer. Yeah. Man, real quick, yesterday we were talking about Joe Pesci and all that stuff, and then the game, whatever it was, and the guy was trying to guess Marissa. He called her Marissa Tomei.
Yeah.
Marissa Tomei.
Yeah.
And yesterday after the show, I was like, I was looking at something. I don't know what it was. And it's like, oh, today's Marissa Tomei's birthday. She's 55.
Yeah, she is.
And I was, that's so crazy. Like, out of the blue, just talking about, I mean, she's a star in our, you know, but that's like,
she's a star to me.
We were just talking about Scarlett O'Hara, and I looked, and she would have been 100 today or whatever it would have been. But it's just weird. Just, you know, all of a sudden, oh, it's her birthday, too.
Yeah.
Maybe that guy saw that early in the day online, and then it was at the forefront of his thoughts or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what it was. I don't know. Ain't got it figured out yet.
Yeah, man. Vivian Leigh would be 106.
Oh, man. She would have been a centennial.
Yeah. She was born in India.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Over there in India. You know what they used to do in India? I saw something on, this was on Netflix. It was some kind of bizarre something or another. Not bizarre foods, like bizarre world or something. But it was saying how it used to be a custom in India that when a husband died, the wife would then go lay on top of his dead body and set herself on fire.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not even kidding.
Is that when the British controlled it?
No, they're probably the ones that made them stop it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Was that during the Indian Trading Company?
I don't know.
What was it called? The Indian?
Shoot, I don't remember.
The Oriental Trading Company. Or something with the Indian in it. I don't remember. But it was the whole way that the British got all their goods back and forth. Using and
East
losing.
Indian Trading Company?
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to start looking it up. I couldn't remember it. But yeah, that sounds familiar. East India Company.
Yeah. But they were like, oh, the husband's dead. You know, it was crazy thoughts. But
yeah.
The husband's dead. I'm screwed now. Who's going to provide? So I'm going to set myself on fire of his dead body.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they ain't got kids. You imagine they come to the receiving friends and all of a sudden you got a bonfire.
Oh, yeah.
And his grandma. Get your marshmallows out.
Dang it.
And your dollar bills. Yeah, that used to be a thing. And it may still be in certain parts of the world. Just like, I don't know. Did they still do Viking funerals? Like legit Viking funerals?
I don't know.
Is that
allowed?
So. Probably not good for the environment. If they outlaw straws, they're not going to let you send a dead body down the river.
Yeah, I don't think they still do. I mean, I don't think there are any. Are there any Vikings now?
Well,
I know some dudes that look like Vikings.
Minnesota is the only one. There's still the show Vikings.
Yeah.
There's there's all kind of them.
Are there still Vikings?
Vikings.
Is that what I mean, there's Minnesota Vikings.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only ones I know, but I don't think you're allowed. Like, what if that's your custom or whatever?
Yeah.
We bend over for everybody else's, but, oh, I'm a Viking and I'm dead. I want my family to make a small flotation device.
Yeah.
Maybe something like, who was it in the Mark Twain book? Hillbilly Jim and the other guy? They were going down the river on the little floating device?
Yeah.
Uncle Jim, I can't forget. Anyway, you set it on fire, you send it down the river.
Yeah.
Or if you're in India back in the day, the mom would set herself on fire on top of dead daddy. I don't know. But we think cremation's weird.
Yeah.
Or some people do. I'm doing it. I'm not into it, but I'm into that thought.
You're gone. What does it matter?
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
now I'm reading about Viking funerals, man.
Well, I want to see what the other one was now. I'm really bad at watching things, especially like if it's on Netflix or something, and I'll watch it and then totally forget what the name of it was when I try to tell somebody about it.
Yeah.
Like the Paul Rudd show on there is awesome. I can't tell you what it's called, but it's really good on Netflix. But he's, if you're a fan of the movie Multiplicity with Michael Keaton, you will love whatever the Paul Rudd show is that I'm watching on Netflix. I don't really remember.
Okay, man, I like Multiplicity. I like the one with the pizza and the wallet.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, what'd you find out?
Well, the Viking funerals like we see on TV where they, you know, put a body on a ship and then let the ship drift out and then shoot it with a flaming arrow and the whole thing burns up.
Yeah.
Apparently that's not how they really did it, usually.
No. See, nothing's like it. It was reported. What happened? What did they really do? Did they set themselves on fire and jump on the boat with it?
This article's really long, man.
Okay.
It's like a lot of words here. I'm trying to get through it, but I'm trying to skim through it and still talk and stuff, so I can't.
If there are any Vikings listening, feel free to call in and let us know.
Do Vikings have phones? I mean, Minnesota Vikings do. They got iPhones and stuff.
Yeah.
Wrong era.
They got Obama phones.
Yeah. If Odin is listening, you call us, please.
Yes. Or Orion, either one.
As long as you talk like you do in the Thor movies.
Thor.
Where is Thor?
Thor. Man. I look up Indian funeral, and it just shows Hindu funerals, where it is very important that you scatter the ashes within 24 hours, or bad things will happen to those that are left, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, if any Hinduists are out there as well, love to find out what all that's about.
Yeah, those Vikings were cremated.
Vikings were cremated?
Yeah.
Well, of course they were.
Yeah.
But also, like, what if a dude was, you know, anchored down doing a little fishing or maybe just taking a nap?
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, Viking death barge bumps into you, sets your boat on fire.
Yeah. Yeah, Vikings were also most likely buried after the cremation. Cremated and buried, usually.
Mm. Wonder what? Yeah, okay. Well, whatever.
Yeah, and they'd be buried with possessions befitting their status.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. So if you're like King Viking.
Yeah, stuff like sacrificed animals, worldly possessions, stuff that might be of use in Valhalla.
Okay.
And broken weapons.
Ah, man.
Yeah.
I hate when I can't remember stuff that I wanted to say. I want to find out what that's called over there where they women just set themselves apart. Anyway, I saw a guy yesterday in Travel's Rest try to mail live chickens.
Okay.
I really did.
Man, I've seen a guy mail live cockroaches.
No. So I was up there yesterday. I had a Walmart, one of those Walmart eco-friendly bags.
Yeah.
Just full of beard oils to go mail.
Yeah.
And the guy up in front of me had he had a box of chickens. I'm not even kidding you.
A box of live chickens.
Wow. And he says, it said on your internet, is what the guy said, that you could mail live animals. You have to come in for more details. And they literally, the sweet girl goes behind the counter. She was gone for 2 or 3 minutes, comes back with a United States Postal Service box for mailing. I think it said specifically hens.
Damn.
The way the box is, and the guy says, so they can breathe in there? She's like, yeah, you punch out the holes and everything. But I'm still thinking about it, too. I'm like, they should get there very soon. Do that, right? Priority mail, maybe. I'm not even making a joke. Like, he was mailing live chickens.
There must be some special chickens, because chickens are pretty prevalent everywhere.
You must pay a little bit more to ship them.
Yeah, I don't know. Uh-huh.
Maybe they want to, somebody wants to have their own chickens. How that's the big thing now, is to have your own chickens to get your own eggs. I'd love to do that.
They're birds, so they're in there hawking.
Yeah.
And then somebody's fruitcake might be stacked up beside them.
Right?
Getting hawked beside.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had a buddy. He used to mail live cockroaches. He bred lizards, and they ate cockroaches, so he had all these, like, Madagascar giant cockroach things and whatnot, hissing cockroaches.
He raised them?
Yeah.
Or he just, the house was infested?
No, he raised them.
Hmm.
So both, technically.
Yeah.
He raised his own infestation.
So he can put pet-free, smoke-free environment on the listings.
Yeah. But he would, he'd go to the post office with a box of cockroaches and mail them off.
Were they marked like live animals?
Yeah.
This was specifically a chicken box. A chicken box. And it wasn't a bow box either. I see the text messages. It wasn't a bow box with a Christmas lights on it. That would be mean.
It was an eight-piece picnic meal thing?
Yeah.
Some picnic fixings?
Right. Get them in your favorite college football team's colors.
Or the Carolina Panthers.
Or the Panthers. Yeah. Or the Christmas box now.
Yeah, they got the Christmas box now. So
as long as they've not run out.
Now, Matt saying that about mailing chickens has got me wondering, who's got a cow we can borrow?
Oh,
I want to walk up in the post office with a cow on a leash.
Yeah, like what constitutes the weight? Because I used to, remember that time, and we've reverted back to this before, but remember that time in our life, I think specifically me and Nine and Fat Boy, where we would watch any reality show that was not like based or maybe push toward women.
Yeah.
Like anything trucking, anything pawn, anything storage, anything gold under the ground, anything swamp, anything ice road, anything bugs and extermination. Like we'd watch all those shows, every last one of them.
Yeah.
And there was one where people would bid on, you know, shipping huge amounts of freight.
Yeah.
And they would bid on it, and then they would have to go, they'd follow them or whatever.
Yeah.
But I wonder, like, what is the biggest animal that you can ship via the United States, or really any of them, I guess? Can I buy chickens on Amazon?
Oh, that's a good question.
I'm hitting you with so many questions early, but my mind was blown.
I imagine you'd have to ship some form of elephant somehow, but that's usually with a freight train.
Via the United States Postal Service.
Yeah.
What is the biggest animal? I know we got a bunch of male people, male persons that listen to our show. I want to know the answer to that, too. This show could be ended so quickly if we just had an Alexa.
Ah, man, you can't ship a cow. It weighs too much. They only ship up to 70 pounds.
Oh, dang it.
Okay. So, but if you had,
your cow's
so if you had
dog.
A very small cat.
I couldn't mail my dog.
Dang it.
I'd mail that cat, though.
A very small calf.
Yes, maybe.
69 pounds or less.
Yeah.
I imagine maybe if you can get them on a plane, you can ship a cow,
well,
perhaps. I don't
know. It says on their website with Priority Mail, if it fits, it ships.
Yeah.
I mean, get it in there.
Yeah. If
Stuff
it fits.
It in. Put a flounder in there. Those are flat. It's flat rate. Yeah, so, and also a lot of people on Twitter and text are absolutely right. He was around the Slater Marietta area. Certainly not straight up TR.
Yeah.
I just dropped a name. Anyway, what else you got going on?
I'm still
talking
trying
about
to...
live chickens and males and mailing and burning dead bodies.
I'm still trying to calculate postage. Like, if you had a, all right, so if you wanted to mail a 70-pound package on December the 19th with, what, then it'd get there Thursday the 26th, normal delivery, retail ground would be $136.
That ain't bad.
It's not that bad. 70 pounds or something.
Like, you know, this is stupid. I was just in there yesterday. But what is a stamp? 55 cents?
I don't think so.
49 cent?
I don't know. I don't know.
But
I don't think it's over 50 anyway. I think it's in the 40s.
It's still a damn bargain. To say I could mail a letter from here to Hawaii, for instance.
Yeah.
For whatever cents it is. 55, I think.
Yeah.
Will the post office give you money back? Because I mailed something that's supposed to get there the next day. And it was like 3 days later.
I don't know.
I feel like they should owe me $25.60.
Yeah.
Well, minus Lord. A couple bucks.
Oh, no, it is 55 cents now. You got it, man.
Well, I saw it, but I didn't.
I don't send much mail.
I buy forever stamps. If they ever go up, I am taken care of.
Yeah, I got some of those, but I don't ever really send anything in the mail.
Well, you can't do a cow, but a small calf only, though.
I don't know. It's probably still too big.
It's still weird, though. Like, I'm not even, like, an animal activist, but, like, the chicken is going to be in a box for, I mean, even if it's overnight.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
The trauma.
Yeah.
What if it was...
You're going to lose some.
What if I looked at the return, or the who he was sending it to, and he was sending it to Popeyes?
Yeah.
I would have saved the chickens.
You can send live bees, poultry, live adult birds, live scorpions...
Dead scorpions.
And other small, harmless, cold-blooded animals.
Okay. Do you have to put on there what's inside? Like, you could say live animal, live insect, but do you have to put specifically scorpion?
I guess so. I don't know. You got to tell them what it is.
Oh, looks like Sting ordered another one.
Snyder.
He has to take it in them comic cons he goes to.
Yeah.
Wears his face paint, brings a little scorpion with him.
Yeah. Let's see. Amber. From Westminster, messaged me on Facebook, said they've had chickens and turkeys mailed to them before.
Turkeys?
You can get a turkey.
Crap.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be that blame.
And then somebody texted in and said he's seen pigs shipped at the post office.
What?
I think you misread that.
Yeah, P1 Neutral Milk got a tortoise in the mail.
Oh.
Really?
Nice. Yeah. The guy says, I work for FedEx. We get chickens all the time.
That's isn't that crazy? Like, I've lived here forever. I knew they got around some. I knew they didn't fly.
Yeah.
But I always just, every time I've ever seen a live chicken transported, it was in those trucks.
Oh, yeah.
Those trucks, for a second, you sit there and say, you know what? I ain't eating chicken
That's
anymore.
That's depressing.
If I have to see this.
Yeah.
And then once they go away, you're like, okay, I'm going to eat chicken again.
You better take them to Chick-fil-A, because that's where I'm going.
Right. Get your clapping hands out ready, because today we got an all-new Facebook Fussin'. Yeah. Plus, we have tickets to WWE Raw. That's Monday at the Well. We've got tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra. That is Friday at the Well. And we'll be giving those away today with a special holiday Christmas Kwanzaa Hanukkah game.
Yeah, we will.
Rise Guys is for everybody.
Yes, it is. We'll play one of our favorite games to give away some ticks.
Dun, 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 dun.
Don't forget all these
Five
people
and 10.
Texting us, Carolina Vapor Mill text line 72341. Go ahead and do yourself a favor and text Bob to that number if you want to see what I was up to yesterday.
I was going
to
ask you about that, man.
That's B-O-B, Bob.
I enjoyed that. Yeah, the video of Nine bobbing for apples. With a, it had apples in there, but it was also full of all kind of nasty stuff.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I'll tell you the one hang up I had on it, and it was great. It was wonderful. It was funny. The video was funny. The whole thing, but I thought the blue food coloring would, you know, dye your face a little bit.
Well, we had like 10 quarts of water in that bucket, so it would have taken a lot of color.
Yeah, yeah. Well, next time. Next time. That's what we'll do. All right. So you gave out the numbers. We're at the Rise Guys on your social media. And yes, if you'd like to see that video, definitely text the word Bob, B-O-B, to 72341. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
You know, yesterday when we were talking about Willie Nelson, he announced that he quit smoking weed. Well, he's not giving up on marijuana altogether, and we'll get into that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Ah, knew it. He's getting the gummies or the edibles or, you know.
He's gumming the edibles at this point.
Gummy edibles, yeah.
He's 86.
That's true. Does he have his original teeth anymore?
I don't know.
All right.
Letter.
I'll look that up on Google and report back to you on that. It's the Rise Guys. Morning, everybody.
Radio.com app makes your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the Radio.com app.
This is the Rise Guys morning show. 93.3
The Planet.
Yes! It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone. So you may never smoke a joint with Willie Nelson, and people were upset about that because some people, that would be a dream come true, right?
Isn't he the only person that has at least ever admitted to smoking marijuana on top of the White House?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, how many times can people get on top of the White House? They may get in, but that's an accomplishment. So he says, Willie Nelson says, I've abused my lungs quite a bit, so breathing is more difficult these days, and I have to be careful. I've mistreated myself since I was this big and started out smoking cedar bark and went from that to cigarettes, and that almost killed me. So he says, I don't smoke anymore. I take better care of myself today than I did then. So,
Nine, you ever smoked cedar bark?
Never.
Oh, man.
You want to hear from old Willie?
Never. I've eaten salmon on it, though. Well, planks of cedar.
On Willie?
Not on bark.
Oh, yeah.
No,
let's
Willie.
Listen to WN.
I have abused my lungs quite a bit in the past, so breathing is a little more difficult these days. And I have to be careful. I've mistreated myself since I was this big. You know, I started out smoking cedar bark and went from that to cigarettes or whatever. And that almost killed me. I don't smoke anymore. I take better care of myself today than I did then.
Wait a minute. Was that Paige or Willie?
I can't tell. Why don't we just hear the same thing twice?
New game. One double check.
Word for damn word.
Make sure somebody went lying over
choked.
Here.
All right. So we did some investigating. We found that he's turned to vaping.
Don't
and,
you lay this on us.
And
did nothing.
What did we investigate? We ain't investigating nothing.
And he's ingesting marijuana edibles instead. So he's been doing interviews with Fox and other media outlets, and that's what his main intake is with marijuana.
How did we investigate that he's now vaping and eating it?
She Googled it.
I did.
What if this gives
how
him an
you
extra?
How you go to investigate? Send me to the library, read a book on it. She Googled it.
I love it, though. I love the way it sounds.
Yeah. So. I'm just wondering now if it just hit me like a ton of bricks. When we say, look at you over there all willy-nilly, is that toward Willie Nelson? Willie Nelly? Willie Nelly? Willie Nelson. I'm going to start correcting people.
So, you know, Willie, if that's what makes him feel better and it relaxes him, and he said that he attributes smoking marijuana with, you know, he quit drinking because of it, so it's got to help him relax. So that's better than.
So does he want us to still roll him up and smoke him when he dies? Like, that would be bad on our lungs.
Well, he's been sick. He's had some infections, and he took many months off last year. So it's understandable that he's not going to smoke anything anymore that's harsh on his lungs.
That's a good point. He should not be in a burning home ever.
No.
Mm.
No one should.
Such an articulate gentleman, that Willie.
Say again?
An articulate gentleman, that Willie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's... It's pretty amazing the guy's still with us. Because, I mean, that guy's been around forever.
Yeah.
Like, you find his first, performance on TV. It's like, you sure that's Willie Nelson?
It was a long time ago.
That's
he
like,
was
that's
selling
for
Bibles
he,
in Texas.
Yeah, that's before he quit. He said, screw it. I'm not going to try to fit anymore. I'm going to be me. And if it works, it works. And the son of a gun comes out there with, at first, it looked like tendrils. But no, it was, what do you call those things?
Pigtails
were hanging down.
Woo.
Well, if you happen to be going to a job interview today, here's a hint. The worst color to wear is the color orange. So they surveyed about 2,000 hiring managers. Sorry, Clemson fans. I know you're on a roll.
Well, that explains so much about some people I know.
So 26% of these people say orange makes you look unprofessional than any other color. So if according to this study, black is a color most associated with leadership.
Blue, high five, Jimmy.
That's why all the managers are golf.
Blue makes you seem like a team player. Gray makes you seem logical or analytical. White makes you seem organized. Brown equals dependability. And red, of course, is that power color because you have the power tie. So.
Well, we see you wear brown to an interview. We think you're like the UPS man, always on time.
Well, orange, convicts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I can't remember his name now. He went Janalicious, her husband, when we met them over at Rigsby's. He was wearing literally a convict outfit that he had put tiger paws all over.
Yeah.
It was cute. It was like a onesie.
Yeah.
I'd wear that. Get me one in garnet, and I'll wear it when they start winning some damn games.
But if you love orange and that's your go-to, and I understand this week that you'd be wearing a lot of orange, if you wear orange, you should be applying for a creative job because it's kind of like a fun color. So there you go. Colors associated with creativity also green, yellow, orange, and purple.
Yellow, though. Yellow. That's wild.
So we're green, yellow, orange, and purple at the same time.
What controls Trump's tie color? Sometimes it's red. Here lately it's been blue.
He's been wearing a lot of blue ties lately.
I wonder what that signifies.
I don't know.
Is that a deeper message?
It's almost always red or blue.
Blue's for Israel.
I mean, I'm sure he's worn different ties at different times, mainly Bo.
Yeah.
But, I don't know why it's usually red and blue.
Cincinnati.
Yeah. Matching it to the suit.
Or the president in a bolo tie, damn it.
No kidding, but like a nice piece of, I don't know, tungsten on it.
Yeah.
Mm. You can vote for Philip Rivers.
Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
Fat boy, you look like you're getting ready to drop some good sports on us.
Yeah, especially if you're a thrifter. If you go to these thrift stores and you like to look for some memorabilia. There's some stuff out there that it got accidentally put out there. It's got a big reward to it if you come across it.
Is it the one that Nine sent yesterday in the group text?
I must have to go back.
Or was
look.
That a meme? God, you might have sent. It was somebody bought a toy for their child at a thrift store, and they opened the box, and there was an AK-47.
Oh, that's real. No, it was a Mossberg 22 rifle, semi-automatic rifle. But yeah, that's a real story. I'll send it to Paige. We can do it in headlines later.
Good, no, because, okay, good. Well, good, because A, that wouldn't be sports related, and B, I want to talk about that. I'm calling shenanigans on that, too.
Well, yeah.
How you going to buy something, and not, especially at like Goodwill or whatever, and not peek inside the box, make sure all the parts are there? Also, it's heavy as hell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got your gun.
All right, well, we'll get to the bottom of that. Thrifters and sports fans, unite. We'll do it right after this. Morning, everybody.
Now, here's Matt Mahanine, Paige, and Fatboy. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rocks, 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks!
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fatboy.
Every once in a while, you'll come across something valuable at a thrift store. I have once. I found an autographed ball. It was autographed Jim Tressel, Ohio State.
Yeah.
White panel football. Oh, that was the only big find I found.
White panel footballs are awful, though.
Yeah.
They tend to accept the ink harder than the regular. Yeah, I mean, it bleeds in. It doesn't look good.
Yeah, it's like when one you get smooth white panel.
A baseball signed in Sharpie, it bleeds and it sucks.
Yeah.
Thank you a lot, Tommy Lasorda.
Sorta.
I went to Presbyterian College and listened to you speak for 2 hours to get a Sharpie signed baseball.
Ah.
Oh, boy.
So I have no idea where this ball came from. I don't know how often this stuff passes back and forth. But there are a couple of rings out there that got donated accidentally. They're not Super Bowl rings. They're Grey Cup rings. Grey Cup is the championship at the CFL.
Oh. I was going to guess golf. I really didn't know. Sounds like one of those golf tournaments overseas.
This player, Cordell Manteca, I guess. He won two of them. They're both his. The first one in 94. I didn't know about this. Or I forgot about it. The first ever United States versus Canada matchup. They beat the Baltimore Stallions. I didn't remember that being a team.
No.
Was that after the Colts left?
Yeah, it was in 94.
Okay, so yeah, I guess he picked up on that.
Right around the Browns.
Okay, I didn't hear the year.
Ravens, maybe?
Yeah.
And he won the second one in the year 2000. I guess the Alouettes. We've heard of them.
Oh, yeah. Baltimore Stallions were a Canadian League football team.
Yeah, he said that.
Yeah.
CFL.
Yeah.
I didn't know we had a CFL team. I forgot all about it.
Well, we let them. Yeah. We let Toronto play in the World Series and win.
I know. We play in Mexico now.
Screw you, Joe Carter. That pissed me off. Sure. So, right. Remember that ninth inning home run from Joe Carter?
Yeah.
That sucked.
It did.
So how does this stuff get donated? You think it'd be kept up, right? Well, he took him out for an event. He usually keeps him in the safe deposit, but he didn't have time to put him back. His wife, meddling, going through stuff, donating to the Canadian Diabetes Foundation.
Oh, then I am cool with it.
They got a thrift store, and she scooped the rings up and threw them in.
Yeah.
He's like, what the hell happened? She's like, oh, no.
Don't trigger treat there. The diabetes thrift store is not a place you want to go trigger treat.
You want a list of defunct CFL teams?
Yes.
We got defunct.
The Baltimore Stallions. The Birmingham Barracudas.
Wow. Ooh.
The Las Vegas Posse. Posse. The Memphis Mad Dogs. The Miami Manatees. The Sacramento Gold Miners. San Antonio Riders and Texans.
Wow.
And the Shreveport Pirates.
Well,
how the hell does Birmingham always have some kind of football presence?
I don't know.
They got an XFL team. Yeah. Getting.
The Barons they had. Michael Jordan played for them.
Yeah.
That team. We had a chance to get the G League Hornets team, and we didn't even try to get them. They went to Greensboro.
Because you saw what happened when we had the D League or the DL, NB.
The Groove,
The Greenville Groove, yeah.
Yeah, but now with the G League as popular, we didn't even try to get them. Like, I don't even get
it. But would you go?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah, how many S-Rabbits games have you went to?
How many Clemson games you go to?
I went to Ball State game.
In like 2004?
A couple years ago. It's different when you go to something that's kind of spaced out more.
I know.
You go up in the...
I would way much rather watch Epicenter on TV.
Right.
So,
and to spend 4 hours trying to leave and go home.
Right. Old dude's been looking for his rings. They're worth 10 grand a piece.
Crap.
He says.
So what happens now with the – does he feel like, okay, I want my rings back, but I'll also donate the diabetes thrift store?
I don't know about donation, but he definitely wants his rings back. And I think he's talking about a reward for whoever can find them.
Hmm.
I mean, they're kind of ugly, but rings back then don't look like they look now.
No.
You know, Jerry Rice wishes he was born about 20 years later.
Aren't you waiting for the NFL owner who's like real eco-friendly and maybe he's like a minimalist or whatever, a philanthropist, and he's like, this year we're just going to do a basic gold ring that has the year on it?
God. I think the players would revolt. They want these big rings.
They want them. Customize them. Who makes those, Justin's?
I think Herb Jones made the Patriots last one.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
All them diamonds in them.
Yeah, Louis the Jeweler.
Did you hear what Tim Ryan said? He got suspended. He used to be a color commentator for Fox Sports. Now he works for the 49ers. They just played Baltimore. He got in trouble because he said Lamar Jackson's dark skin helps him disguise the dark football when running fake handoffs. So he got suspended for saying that. Which don't really make any sense anyway. Any quarterback can disguise the football. Especially when you got behind some fat ass linemen.
Yeah, and like John Elway's forearms and stuff, you know.
I mean, why don't the Marines win more football games then?
Just stop overanalyzing football to this extent.
Well, could you wear?
You get in trouble.
Here's a serious question: could you wear receivers wear gloves that look like pigskin, like that top of them? You know how like Sting would have the mechanics gloves and all that.
They might let them.
That right there could be something, especially if it had laces down the top. Oh, my God.
Like, how was Biletnikoff considered one of the greatest receivers when he openly used Stick'Em during games?
On the palm of his hands?
He put it on his jersey. He did? Yeah. But it was known you could use it. But he's like one of the greats. We kind of cheated.
Well, now the gloves are Stick'Em.
Yeah. Now you can deflate the balls if you want to. It doesn't matter.
Oh, some of them.
I guess.
There are no rules.
Yeah.
Well, just right.
Do whatever you like.
That's the hole, man.
That's the hole.
Leave you pondering with questions.
Well, I'll be the one to say congratulations to you Clemson Tigers for winning Offensive Player of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year. My Lord, that's something to celebrate. Right?
That is such a shock.
Well, I mean, good Lord. Okay, well, then I'll take it back.
I'd be surprised if the Gamecocks won something like that, for sure. Jacksonville State, not South Carolina.
Thank you. All right, we're going to take a break.
Once again, a Clemson fan doesn't want to admit Isaiah Simmons exists.
No, dude, nobody, I mean, like, that's the thing. Like, even on the news, like, ETN, 2 years in a row, ETN, oh, yeah, this guy.
Isaiah Simmons is, man, he's awesome. He's incredible.
He's going to, dude, like, he looks like a young Reggie White. Not this position-wise, but just, like, the look and the stature and everything. That's one to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
He reminds me of a young me, if I had any athletic ability.
You're a hot black dude?
That's right. Still am, buddy. All right, we're going to take a break. Next hour of Facebook Fussing. Hour after that, WWE Raw tickets and TSO tickets. It's the Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Good to hear it in the morning when you're driving to work.
It just goes over the edge.
It's great. It's great chemistry. I love the humor.
The Rise Guys. Weekday morning.
93.3 to Planet.
The Planet rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.